다 쓴놈 두시오면 또 슈부트라. 어, 유 마이 삼스, 마이 질렌, 앞 넥터, 감백, 유, listen to what I say. 네, call will then create encouragement into the heart of a particular section who have got a possible, a considerable real status of self-consciousness to a certain extent. Others won't care to hear this call. So how many are searching after this truth amongst human beings? Ehi mata brahmanda bhari ananta jeev gham chaurasi lakha janite karai bhavam. Innumerable souls are wandering in this world in different stages. Vimata Brahmanda Bhari Ananta Jeevgan 84 lakhs of a species. Everywhere there is that spark of knowledge, atomic knowledge in bird, in insect. So, though material measurement is not with soul, but still it is said, kesagra satavagasya, imaginary magnitude has been given. If the air breadth, the breadth of air, that is divided into 100, and the one part again divided into 100. Such is the magnitude of the soul. A figurative statement. Kesagra satabhagasya, satadha khanditasyata, bhago jiva sabijya. So in every germ, in every virus, most insignificant creature, there within that also there is soul. This imaginary, the light cannot be divided in any part, division possible. So everywhere there is hope, all filled up with soul, and peculiarity that so many individuality there. Every imaginary point is endowed with individuality. Just the Rab. How it is possible? As every a brick or earth or wood can be divided into atoms, then again molecules, then again protons. Everything can divide it and divide it, so also consciousness also divides and divides. But anything, the smallest part, is person. Just as the cell is divided. They say that something is like a gin. A cell from the human body may be nurtured and produce a human body. And today's scientists are saying like that. A cell from Napoleon's body, it may be properly nurtured, a Napoleon would be produced. Now there's that Jayanta Nadlikar or someone, the tube. In tube process, a cell, just as a potato's part can produce a potato, and sugar candy part may post so many trees, branches may be put in a place and it may be a tree. So the human cell may be put in a particular environment and it's been produced, that man whose cell it has been taken. So material is such, soul is also such, any infinitesimal part of a soul is person. Tatastha Shakti. Together, it is all Tatastha Shakti of the Lord. But every infinitesimal part of the Tatastha Shakti, mane marginal potency, that is at God individuality. Individual personality is there. Akkhara. Dau bhu jau sargau loke ismin khara shchakkhara eva cha. Khara sabbani bhutani kutastu khara ucchati. Undetectable, unrecognizable part of the marginal potency is akkhara. Unchangeable sheet of consciousness being. As I was saying, that how many we are attracted by this sort of call, latent call back to home? Very few. Very few things necessary to attain such call that come back home. Very few. But so many, ignoring. Some has got no chance, no connection. Brahmanda bhari ananta jivan chaurashi lakh janite karaye bhavan tar madhye manushya jati oti alpatara. Human species forms the negligent part of the whole jiva. Jiva as a whole. Oti alpatara. Tar madhye mlecha pulinda bodhya savara. Different sections, classes of consciousness. বৌদ্ধ সবর তার মধ্যে বেদ মুখে মানে দেয়ার আর মেনি হু আউটওয়ার্ডলি অ্যাপারেন্টলি অ্যাকসেপ্টস রিভিল ট্রুথ রিভিল ক্রিচার্স দ্যাট রিয়েল ট্রুথ হুইচ ইজ এক্সটেন্ডেড টু দিস প্লেন ফ্রম দি পারফেক্ট রিজিয়ন That should be accepted, and not any truth which is produced by our experience. That must be faulty. Because we are imperfect, our experience, knowledge of our experience cannot but be imperfect. But there is a perfect realm, and what knowledge is extended from that quarter to here, that should be only true, reality true. And such persons are very few. Bej mane. Bej means the revealed truth that is extended from the quarter of perfect thinking to this imperfect region. That is Veda, that is revealed scriptures. Very few that have faith in such scriptures. Bej mukhe mane. Bej nishiddha karya kare dharma. Lived it faith in Veda, revealed truth, but they are working day and night according to the knowledge of their world experience. But theoretically they accept, yes, revealed truth, scriptures, and that is venerable. Such is the number of such people, if most. Ved mukhe mane ved nishiddha karya kare dharma nahi kare. And dharmacharya madhye bahut karmanishtha. Amongst those that really have recognition of the revealed truth, most of them are engaged in educationist school. Keeping the Vedic truth on the head, really they are busy in transaction of the material acquisition. A little color, having a little color of the revelation, real truth. With nisiddha karjo kare dharma nahila. Dharmachari madhye bahut karmanishtha, koti karmanishtha madhye ag jnani shrestha. Among such crores of elevationists, one may be found as renunciationist. No elevationist, no elevation here, he has got, may have any temptation. We must jump into the sky. This material position is not safe, it is mortal. It is fire, burning, it is up. So I must jump somewhere in the atmosphere. Tago. Get out of the present so-called friends in the mortal world. Gan. They want to engage themselves 100% in the cultivation of knowing faculty, knowledge. Dharmachari madhye gautrata karmanishtra madhye jnani shrestha koti jnani madhye hai akjan mukta. And those that try to get out of the material influence and get proper liberation from material temptation, very few, they are liberated souls. And amongst those liberated souls, koti mukta madhye hai akjan mukta, those that are trying to get out of the material encasement, close of them, some are surviving, really getting out of the association of the material energy, liberation, and amongst close of liberated souls, one may find the trace of another superior, subtler plane of devotion. There is another fine plane where we, with our individual conception, can live. And that is the plane of dedication. Just as here, exploitation, so in the finer world, the liberated souls can enter and find that the finer plane of dedication, and we can live there. And that is the proper soil to live happily. Koti mukta madhye dullabh at Krishna Bhakta. Then also we are told that liberated, that the land of dedication also divided into two. In the first half, lower half, calculative dedication with the help of scripture and with the help of the friends, sadhus, and some sort of our interest, we like to get help. Then we are told the highest half, they are self-forgetfulness, automatic dedication, self-forgetfulness. Rather captured by Yogamaya, another higher, superior, affectionate power comes and captures us and utilizes us in the service of some mysterious Lord Krishna. The Yogamaya comes and influences us. And by the magic touch of that affectionate hand, we are taken into a land of our dream, and there we self-forgetfully and give ourselves the Gyan Shunna Bhakti, oxymoron, Viruddha Alankar. Gyan Shunna Bhakti, all affection. We are under the affectionate guardian's hand. We do not know anything. But we are handled by our affectionate guardians into such a way that we live in the land of mystery dream. We think that we are very lower position, whole lower position. But in the tatastha vichar, or in the impartial judgment, they say that this sort of life, playing at the by the affectionate hand of the guardian, and with some natural innate faith and the consciousness to work on according to that direction, that is the happiest position of one human soul. Gyan Shunna Bhakti, no calculation, no self-interest, but so given to the central cause that as if in a dream automatically they are like a machine working, and they are the happiest part, that suicidal squad for the center, that is the happiest portion of the world. Gyan Shunna Bhakti. That is manipulated, handled by faith, by affection, by goodness, by love, by mercy. No necessity of any individual selfish calculation. The soil is such. Soil is such. No individual self-interest calculation is necessary at all. The very soil is thinking of our interest. Everyone, at the cost of their own interest, they are seeking the interest of the others. So, the interest is opulent there. No doubt of any anandam or rasam or what we searching after. No doubt of that thing there. Profusely, everything. The affection, the sympathy, the mercy, the love, overflowing there in the land of opulence. No doubt of anything. Gyan Shunna Bhakti. Gyan Shunna Bhakti. This has been appreciated very much in Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu. Anyhow, throw yourself there in that plane. They will take care of you. The soil will take care of you. The soil is so high, so elevated, so good. Bhumi Chintamani, Vrikha Kalpataru, Gamanam Nirtam, Katha Ganam. Sweet, 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 sweet. Everything is sweet. In the land of sweetness. It is there. It is there. Krishna consciousness. It is in Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamritam, and somehow scattered in Adab Puranam. And Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda both combined came to distribute their own inner wealth to the public. And so it is possible for us to try to approach. ब्रह्मादि देव जावे धन नहीं पाए, the creator of this world, he cannot catch it by his
meditation,
by his imagination or meditation, or heartfelt meditation. Shiva Vrinji is Vanchita Janan. Shiva, the type of the soul that does not care at all for this material prosperity or its favor of any type. Indifferent, does not care at all for any material pleasure or comfort. The type of Shiva. They also aspire after such a form of life. Such a suffer, uncared for, the care is taken by the atmosphere. The whole guardian, to its details, every part of the soil works with, treats with us as a guardian, good guardian. That soil, nature, very nature of the soil, a good guardian. Everyone is adoring. That is the best fulfillment. Another type of sweetness is quite different from any experience of that sweetness in the here. Krishna. Brahma cannot understand. Krishna, he is taking together, eating together with his friends, and with a stick in his armpit, and something with it, is going after to search where the cows and the calves gone, and friends also know Brahma has stolen them. The cowboys and the calves have been stolen by Brahma to ascertain that who is this cowboy Krishna? He seems, he lives within my jurisdiction, but it seems to be of very superior capacity, superior power, mystic. So I have to test what sort of mysticism is in him. He is within my jurisdiction, but still he is above. His ways are quite different, does not care for anything else as if. So by stealing his friends and the calves, he again went to approached him. Then he saw that no harm, the same friends, cowboys are there, and the calves are there. A big pot, water is taken from the ocean, but it is filled up. No trace that something has been taken away. All as before, everything is going on. Then he thought, those boys, they have come here without my notice. Again, approached where he kept them concealed. Yes, they are there. Again coming, yes, it is fruitful. Then what is this? He has a very good comparison has been drawn. That at daytime, we cannot see the khaddot, you call it, glowworms. Glowworms cannot be seen in the day, and the mist cannot be seen at the dark night. So here, Brahma's maya, Brahma wanted to test Krishna, that was like mist, and the Krishna's maya is like dark night. Deep darkness, and the mist cannot be traced in the deep darkness. So So Brahma wanted to test, but Krishna's capacity of testing is of very superior quality. Brahma could not find anything of his testing tactics, failed. Then Brahma fell on the foot of that seeming cowboy, apparent cowboy. No mudjate bhravabhuji toridam varaya kunja munja vasan mukhaya vanna sraji kabada vritra vishana venu lakha sriye madhupati pasupangajaya. Brahma fell at the feet of that cowboy. Who are you? No mijyate bhravabhuji. I surrender at the feet of you, whoever you are, abhravabhushi, means the body like cloud, it is some smoke, the element of some, like some smoke, undistinguished. See, figure is not ascertained. Abhravabhushi taridam varaya. But one trace I can find in you, that your dress is yellow. It bears the simile of my Lord's dress, Pitambara. Pitambar, you are fond of using this yellow dress, Taridambaraya. But you are undistinguishable, unknown and unknowable. But Tarit, the yellow connection, your fondness of yellow color gives some trace to understand you. Your Shakti, Radharani, yellow. Color, shakti, your potency is of yellow, that black is invisible, but yellow is visible. By the help of your potency, you can be approached. Taridam varaya. No mujjati bhravabhushi taridam varaya. Gunjavatam sapari pichya lasan mukhaya. But the peculiarity is here, that gunja, this forest seeds or fruits, small red color, something blackish. Gunjavatamsa, paripichya lasana, and the tails of the peacocks that fall flat on the ground, collected that, and you have ornamented yourself with those things. Gunjavatamsa paripichya lasana mukhaya vanna sraji. And whatever this forest flowers you can easily collect, and with that you are satisfied in your garden. Kabala vetta vishana venu. Kabala. And I find like this shepherd boy, you had taken some food and that is in your mouth still. No regulation about taking food, not so civilized. And for food taking and the other things should be a little in a regulated way, fetching and running, taking the food within the mouth and you are going walking. Kavala, Vetra, and one stick always with you. And Venu, at the same time one, that fruit, that is always with you. Kavala, Vetra, Vishama, Venu, Lakha, Sriye. This is all with which we are to try to understand you. Kisana Bhinu, Madhupadi Pashupangayaya. And your steps that you are taking, it is very slow and firm. No hesitation. No expectation of any hindrance as if in your march, in your progress. It is natural, it is irresistible, but slow, it is going. And wherever you are, the son of a cow keeper, I find you ostentatiously. Wherever you are, I fall at your feet, my Lord. I can't understand you. Unknown and unknowable. Moreover, considering yourself, misguiding, your ways are misguiding, that we shall think that our master will be with such high science, grand things, that it is all misguiding I find in you. Anyhow, wherever you are, my attempt has been finished, my pride is down, I take shelter under your feet. In this way, Brahma surrendered him to Krishna. The mystic of the mystic, Nada. Mystic of the mystic, that is the way there. And what small understanding and what meager quality of understanding we have got, it should be mystic. Alas, that is no wonder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Guru Hare Krishna. কহিবার কথা নয় তথাপি বাউলে কয় কহিবে বা কেবা বাতিয়া দিস থিংস নট টু বি ডিল্ট ইন দি অর্ডিনারি ওয়ে হু উইল কাম টু বিলিভ অল দিস থিংস সো মেনি কংক্রিট ডিমান্ডস ইন দি ওয়ার্ল্ড দি ভেরি প্রবলেম দি ওয়ার প্রবলেম There so many problems, they are anarchic problems. So many problems are here, and it's like an idle man to pass one's time in these idle talks. Wherever such a half-mad person should be available, that will come to attain all these idle talks. Tathapi baude koi, but there is a particular group, there are those that are, you may say, half-mad. They can't avoid this. They will go on talking all these things. Ki ekta ache kon khane grease na kon khane je juddho hocche ar bashi bajacche na ki history ekta ache na yodike war continue, battle continue, and one man is playing on the flute. একটা নাম আছে গ্রীষের ওইখানে কথা হয়েছিল গ্রীষে বলে এটা তো ই হয়ে আছে প্রভাবের মতন সিরিয়াস থিঙ্কিং গো অন ইন্ডিয়ার ম্যাড টক্স ইউ ডু নট গো দ্যাট সাইড হয় সর্বনাশ ঠিক আছে ওদের কথা হোল সেল এভরি ওয়ান এভরি পার্ট অফ ইট ফিলিং সাফারিং দ্যাট ইজ দি জেনারেল টাইজিংস অফ দি ওয়ার্ল্ড হরি কৃষ্ণ Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Gaurhari.
Numeraj?
Huh?
The verse from the Ishupanishad, Hiranmayena Patrena, Satyasad Pitam.
Satyasya Pitam Mukham.
Yes, can this verse be explained in Chaitanya Lila? Can Hiranmayena Patrena, that golden effulgence, can that mean Radha?
Hiranmayena Patrena, Satyasya Pitam Mukham is the meaning, the application of the meaning is not that way. Hiranmayena Patrena, Satyasya Pitam Mukham. But a charming cover has concealed the truth proper from our eyes. So Radharani, she is not covering Krishna. Ladini, Shukru, Krishna Kare Shukasadam, Bhaktagane Shukdite Ladini Karam. Radharani function is rather opposite. The highest type of ecstasy is drawing from the source of ecstasy to the world and then making it possible for the others to taste. Our duty is rather the opposite. And here it may be rather compared to Devi Durga. Those the charm of self-interest. Self-interest is a collective interest. That separate Ditya Vinivesh, the separate interest of the jiva as a whole, is covered with a charm of freedom. You are divine. In Bhagavatam, Sanatana Goswami has written, when jiva is going to be liberated, crossing the area of Durga, Devi, Maya. Maya, she comes very mildly to beg him, why do you go beyond crossing my jurisdiction? Please stay here. I shall serve you to your satisfaction. I shall give you service. When going away, Mani is becoming Shiva. At that time, she is offering herself at the service of that Shiva. You stay here with me, I shall serve you. Why? You are leaving me and going away beyond my jurisdiction. That Devi, that charm, who keeps the ordinary individual soul here, she, with some charm, covered the real nature of the truth as a whole. Hiranmayena Patrena, with her sweet dealing and offering independent exploitation and elevation, she has charmed all within her clutches. Hiranmayena Patrena, she is not allowed to see beyond her jurisdiction. That beyond her jurisdiction, the domain, the land, the plane of truth is there. She is not allowing. Uma. But Radharani is just the opposite. Ladini Shakti, only by her tendency, the tendency of her personality, that the real anandam, rasam, sweetness is coming from the center, is being distributed to the whole area. That is Swarup Shakti, attracting everyone towards the center and feeding them with honey. That is her duty. That is Saraswati, the land near Krishna, is of that nature. Everything is fed with sweetness and drawn towards the center. And this is outcarrying current. And the master of this outcarrying current area is Durga Devi, Karakotri, the keeper of the prison house here, by fascination of self-enjoyment, self-freedom. That is slavery, and this is freedom. But really here is slavery of the lower senses, and there is freedom to attain, to serve the highest good. Gaurhuri, 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 Gaurhuri. Nidai Gaurhuri, Gaurhuri, Nidai Gaurhuri.
In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it says that sometimes this Uma Devi gives bhakti to some rare jnani.
Yes, also, there is a method. When she is satisfied, she opens the door, go. That is also to be found in her. Uma Devi. So the Chandi and the other Shastra of the Rajasik, the second class Shastra, they say, try to serve Uma Devi, the Shakti, the potency. And if she is satisfied to her heart's content, then she will allow you not live here, go to that superior land. It is also found sometimes. Just as in Krishna's dealings also we find three types. Jo jathamang prabuddhante tam stathiva bhayamah. Whoever will approach me with what temperament, accordingly I deal with him. At the same time he says, there is a section, particular section, who wants devotion, but we rather give them mukti, mato bhakti yogam. I generally do not give them devotion, but rather I try to avoid them by giving liberation. And at the same time, another opposite side, he says, that if in any sincere, ignorant soul, he comes to me and wants some material, lower thing, I say, no, don't take this. As a mage vishaya shuk, amitachari vish mage sahi vara mokha, ami vigga sahi mokha vishaya tana deva, sahachara namachariya vishaya bhulariva. No, don't take this transient thing. You come to me, take me, I also say. So also we find different transactions in almost every